WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zero. There is definitely a damp chill in the air this morning.
That's right, and we're going to get rid of the dampness in a pretty short order here. It's really just sprinkles and drizzle left over Southern Ocean and Atlantic counties at the moment. As we dry out, we're going to have a brisk wind this morning, gusting over 20 miles an hour, and that's helping to fuel this little cool down. At midnight last night, we actually still had some 70s in South Jersey, but not so anymore. We'll be stuck in the mid to upper 50s at best by this afternoon. Those winds will calm down, skies remain mostly cloudy. There'll be a chance for a shower in the southern half of the state tonight. Still lots of clouds and getting pretty chilly, mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, but windy, gusts to 40 miles an hour, highs around 60, and that wind will drive our next cool down for Thursday. Oh boy, widespread frost in the morning, then highs only around 50 degrees on Thursday with a brisk wind and mostly sunny skies. Getting even colder as the week goes on. Newark 53, Burlington is 56, and Eatontown 56.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. New Jersey Transit Watch this morning. In addition to those 18 trains that have been taken off the schedule, another three have been canceled this morning. His administration rattled by questions about how it hired a campaign staffer for a state job after a campaign volunteer alleged she'd been raped by him. An apologetic Governor Murphy vowed to make changes, announcing three separate investigations.
Murphy says Peter Venero, a former state Supreme Court justice and chief of staff, chief counsel, and attorney general to Republican Governor Kristi Whitman, will do a systemic review of the hiring and vetting practices of Murphy's transition office.
This will be a real investigation designed to uncover the truth of what happened wherever it leads. We're not playing politics. We owe the people of New Jersey transparency. And that's exactly what we'll provide.
Murphy also directed his administration to look at how law enforcement and state workplace rules handle sexual assault cases. In Newark, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We have much more on this story, including what those investigations may reveal, and yet another hiring scandal for the Murphy administration. We'll have more on that coming up in our next segment. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures, which are in the 50s today, are really going to stay there. Mid to upper 50s will do it for the high today. Even as we wrap up these showers, it'll continue to be breezy, calming down by the afternoon, and the southern part of the state has a chance of a shower as we move into this evening. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, how you can reduce your breast cancer risk. The story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures this morning in the 50s, and that's where we'll stay all day today, even though we will dry out and the winds will die down. South Jersey has the chance for a shower later today. A New Jersey high school is closed this morning due to a threat. Garfield High School received the unspecified threat. Police are investigating, but neither they nor the school are really saying any more. In the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, Florida Panhandle residents struggling to locate friends and loved ones who haven't been heard from, and it's unclear how many are missing. As President Trump visited the devastated zone Monday, the death toll from Michael's march from Florida to Virginia stood at 17, and the search for victims continues this morning. For the final day of our series on New Jersey's fight against breast cancer, we address what is probably the best tool in increasing survival rates, actually getting screened for the disease. Your actions can help ensure you don't become a statistic.
Dr. Andrew Pecora with Hackensack Meridian Health says the timing of when one should start screening for breast cancer through mammograms or MRI can depend on their risk.
So as an example, if your mother had breast cancer at an early age, you should start screening yourself at an earlier age.
Dr. Deborah Topmeyer, Chief Medical Officer at Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, says there are far too many women 50 and older who still do not get mammograms.
This is the population that absolutely, unequivocally should get their mammograms.
Despite the greater risk of false positives, the Institute recommends annual mammography beginning at age 40, and Topmeyer says many centers have defaulted to that recommendation. Most insurance plans will cover mammograms every 1 or 2 years beginning at age 40. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now join me tonight at 7. We'll have our medical and recovery experts as well as support groups in studio, 7 o'clock, taking your phone calls on a special town hall event. You can see a live video feed of that and join our live chat at nj1015.com and on our Facebook page. We told you about that big accident on Route 109 in Linden Monday that snarled traffic for hours. An off-duty Hillside police officer was killed when his car collided with the cab of a truck. Officer Giovanni Esposito had only been on the job since April after graduating at the top of his recruit class. The cause of the accident still under investigation today. Governor Murphy has ordered a review of his team's hiring practices. It comes as another scandal breaks over the administration. Reports of a high-paying, no-show job given to a man embroiled in a political money scandal that stretches all the way to Bermuda. And Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain the details. Patrick?
Eric, that scandal was dubbed Jetgate, and Derek Green's role in it is not exactly clear. He's faced no charges, despite multiple investigations. A published report outlined this much. Green and a partner allegedly set up a secret account they did not disclose to leadership at the Bermuda Democratic Alliance, which hired Green's firm for political work similar to what the firm did for Murphy's campaign at a cost of $2 million. Green and associate apparently withdrew some $350,000 they'd collected. He has since secured a job in the Secretary of State's office for New Jersey. Those staffers there say they've never seen him. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Murphy says he feels horrible, crushed, sick to his stomach, that a campaign employee last year allegedly sexually assaulted a campaign volunteer. And then the victim wasn't able to get prosecutors and the Murphy camp to take any action in response.
Murphy says he didn't learn about the specific nature of Katie Brennan's allegations until October 2nd and didn't know some details until seeing the Wall Street Journal story Sunday, which he called painful to read.
I feel awful for Katie. Nobody deserves this. She's been screaming out for help, and she didn't get it.
Brennan, who is chief of staff at the State Housing and Mortgage Finance Agency, faulted Murphy's staff for failing to respond aggressively and proactively to her repeated efforts to notify them of the allegations. The alleged perpetrator was on the state payroll until 2 weeks ago. In Newark, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The story of Al Alvarez and his alleged victim is not at all surprising to those who deal with sexual assault cases in New Jersey. And experts say all too often, it is the victim who is not believed.
According to Patricia Teffenhardt of the Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault, for every 1,000 rape cases, only 57 arrests are made, and a grand total of 6 perpetrators will ever spend a day in jail. She says there's no silver bullet to fix this dysfunctional system, but
the first thing that we could do when a survivor comes forward is begin by believing that their testimony is worthy of investigation.
We need to remember, says Teffenhardt, the only people responsible for sexual assault are those who commit the crime. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. There's a mail-in ballot issue in Atlantic County. The clerk's office says some residents may have gotten a ballot with the wrong return address printed on them. The office says despite the error, the post office has been delivering the ballots to the right location, and they are confident that all ballots will be counted. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. It is going to be a chilly, windy start to this day, and we're not going to warm up much as we move through the week. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14. Let's bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zaro, again this morning to take a look at the week ahead, Dan, and I guess the jacket weather will continue.
Yeah, that's right. The general rule here is below normal temperatures. There's no big warm-up in sight, and in fact, we're in the middle of our latest cool-down here. At midnight last night, we were still seeing some 70s in South Jersey. Those are gone now. Temperatures mostly in the 50s across the state, and that's pretty much where we'll stay today. Might be some frost up in Sussex County. I'm seeing a couple of 30s at the higher elevations there. We're wrapping up showers and sprinkles in South Jersey this morning. It's a bit breezy right now, but that'll calm down by this afternoon. Mostly cloudy all day. Again, temperatures in the 50s, mid to upper 50s will do it this afternoon. A chance for a shower in the southern half of the state once again tonight. Still lots of clouds around, and it's going to get pretty chilly. Lows in the mid 40s tonight. Tomorrow looks sunny and dry with highs around 60. However, it is going to get windy with gusts to 30 or 40 miles an hour tomorrow. That wind will carry in cold colder air that really takes hold on Thursday. A widespread morning frost is possible on Thursday as temperatures dip into the mid-30s for all but the cities and the immediate coastline. And then we're going to stay pretty cold on Thursday with a brisk wind. Highs only around 50 degrees. At least we'll keep mostly sunny skies. We move into Friday and we'll bounce back to around 60 with increasing clouds. The early look at the weekend shows a bit of rain moving into New Jersey on Saturday with highs in the 60s, cooler and drier for Sunday into early next week. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, Around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning. I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, Governor Murphy ordering a review of hiring practices as staffing scandals to continue to pile up. Sexual assault experts in New Jersey say all too often victims are not believed and stay silent. There may be changes coming to the law. In sports, the NBA season will kick off tonight as the Sixers visit the Celtics. The hockey locals have the night off. The Brewers now a 2-1 lead in the NLCS, and the Packers win on Monday Night Football. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey First News Time 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. Still some sprinkles spitting from the sky in southern New Jersey. We could see a shower later this afternoon to this evening in South Jersey as well. In general, we're just looking at a breezy and cloudy day. Temperatures pretty much stuck in the 50s here on out. Probably will need a jacket today. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
523 on a Tuesday morning. And we have temperatures that are in the 50s, and we're not going to warm up much from there. Mid-50s are going to do it for the high today. Still a little breezy and damp this morning, but we will dry out and the winds will die down. South Jersey could see a shower later this afternoon or into tonight. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia this morning to speak to the king over the disappearance and alleged torture and murder of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. Pompeo was sent by President Trump to find the truth of what happened.
It's a terrible situation. There's no question about it. I don't like it one bit.
Reports overnight suggest Saudi Arabia may soon concede the journalist was killed at the consulate in a botched interrogation. Stricter criminal penalties for hazing will soon become law under legislation that has unanimously passed both chambers of the Pennsylvania legislature. The measures are named after a New Jersey student who consumed a dangerous amount of alcohol and suffered a series of lethal falls at a frat party nearly 2 years ago. It now makes the most severe forms of hazing a felony. 19-year-old Tim Piazza died in February of 2017 after a night of drinking and hazing at the now-closed Beta Theta Pi fraternity. The folks you pay to bathe, brush, or style your pet don't need a license to do so. Some Jersey lawmakers say the industry has gone unchecked for too long, and an assembly committee Monday approving a bill that would require licensing for pet groomers.
Ensuring the state's pet groomers are properly trained and licensed, says Assemblywoman Valerie Venieri Huddle, will hopefully save the lives of many pets.
I think it's time that New Jersey puts their pets over profits.
Lisa Correa, a mobile dog groomer out of Toms River, says while she's in favor of weeding out the bad apples in her industry, this legislation isn't the answer.
It's a punitive bill at this point. It's not taking into account the countless number of hours we put into our craft.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. A federal court in New Jersey has dismissed a lawsuit brought by the widow of automaker John DeLorean over royalties stemming from the Back to the Future movies. Sally DeLorean claimed a Texas company using the DeLorean name had illegally accepted royalties from Universal for the promotional use of images of the iconic car featured as a time machine in the movie. The judge ruled a 2015 settlement agreement and a separate lawsuit over trademarks prohibited her from suing for those royalties. Several of New Jersey's county clerks say the state's new vote-by-mail law has generated a lot of confusion among residents. But what about those in the military or stationed overseas?
If it's your first time serving overseas or you're not sure what the new law means for you, Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon says,
what we will do in my office is that we will issue the email ballot like we always do, just cancel out the ballots that we sent out already.
Hanlon says it doesn't hurt to contact your county clerk to ensure you receive an email ballot this year, since the law did not establish any protocol for voters in the military, and every county may do something different. If you are home in time to fill out the mail-in ballot, it may also be a good idea to contact your local clerk. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. Jacket weather continues this week, but will it stay dry? Dan has the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also coming up at 530, investigations into state hiring practices after scandals hit the Murphy administration. And we'll update business news next.
Jersey Radio.
Thanks, guys. You're a breath of fresh air. You're awesome.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28 as we update business news. Asian markets have been mostly higher today. Those Chinese benchmarks fell after the government reported inflation rose for the fourth straight month. On Wall Street, tech companies skidded and misses in corporate earnings pulled most U.S. indexes lower for the seventh time in 8 days. The Dow is now off at 25,250. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petrocioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.